Governor Inslee has written to U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, urging only a one-year window to continue use of the aging, explosion-prone DOT 111 rail cars, and that a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit be set for oil trains using the aging tanker cars. Those efforts come as train derailments have caused explosions and fires, including an incident in Quebec in 2013 that killed 47 people. BNSF spokesman Gus Malona says his company is reviewing the governor's recommendations, but they have been working to phase out the older oil cars that are more affected by the corrosive effect of Bakken crude oil that's shipped from the North Dakota oil fields.
And of all of the oil cars that move through, roughly 70% are of the latest design that exceed the federal standards. That's the CPC 1232 design, again with the rollover protection enhancements, valve enhancements, thicker steel, and the full head shields at the end of each car.
Malona says BNSF is also committed to purchasing 5,000 of the newer, safer cars, but says he was unsure at this point if they would be able to meet a one-year deadline proposed by Inslee. He added that when the oil tank cars pass through cities like Spokane, they're traveling below a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, but that they do not have such speed restrictions when moving outside urban areas. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.